Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. So we're in the 10th canto, chapter 30, verse 39. Radharani has been abandoned by Krishna. She's crying out, and what Jiva Goswami says is pralap, means lamenting, pralap. One of the symptoms of Mahabhav, Chitra Japa and Udgurna. And Chitra Japa, Chitra means variegated, and Japa, not Japa, but Japa, J-A-L-P-A. Japa means types of talks, varieties of crazy talks. And V-Japa, Su-Japa, this is Pralap. So Pralap means lamenting and separation from beloved. Ha, ha. So she, Radharani says, Ha, Nath, Ha, Ramana, Preshta. Kasi kasi mahabhuja dasyas te kripanayame sakke darshaya sannidhim. Translation. Oh, my dear lover, my dearest, you are so fine and so powerful. Where have you gone? I am nothing but your obedient maidservant. I am very much aggrieved. Please come and be with me again. In the Priti Sandarbha, verse number 390, Jiva Goswami Pad, when you read the Bhakti Sandarbhas or any of the Sandarbhas, he presents all types of tattvas and Jiva Tattva, Guru Tattva, Shishya Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Leela Tattva. And he basically supports all of those tattvas with examples from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sandarbhas are basically the outline of the key points of the Bhagavatam extracted from here and there. It's quite an amazing magnum opus of philosophy. The six Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami Pad. Inconceivable that he could have such a brain to, okay, this can go here and this can go there. Because he'll be describing something like this Radharani's Pralap or her Vipralamba, now she's in Vipralamba. Then he'll cite something from the 10th canto, chapter 430, then the next verse will be chapter 21, the next verse will be chapter 29, the next verse will be chapter 47. So they're all different. They're verses from different parts of the Bhagavatam, but they're all expanding upon the same point of philosophy or the same point of tattva which he wants to teach or convey. Inconceivable. That's why all acharyas and teachers, they say it's absolutely a must that every Gaudiya Vaishnava must study the Sandarbhas in order to be really convinced in bhakti and strong in bhakti and cultivate their actual depth and flavors of devotion. So he explains that now, of course, Radharani is separated from Krishna. There's two types of leelas with Krishna. One is Vipralamba Ras and Madhurya Ras, or Sambhog Vilas and Vipralamba, being with Krishna, being separated from Krishna. So he said, this is, there's Prem Vaichitya, then there's Man, Prem Vaichitya, Pravas, and I forget the other ones, Durvas or something. Two types of separation by distance. So he says, in Priti Sandarbha 390, Anuchet, he says that this verse, 10:30:39, is an example of separation, but one type of separation called pravas. Vas means residence or place of living. And kinchit, as you know, kinchit means a little bit, like niskinchin sadhu. So he says this is called kinchit pravas. This is a state of being separated a short distance from your lover, Krishna, who's actually nearby in Braj. Because when Krishna goes to Mathura, that's called pravas also. That's a type of separation. Obviously, by distance, it's something that's maybe pravas, and the other one's durvas. Now when he goes to Dwarka, that's Mathura is far from Vrindavan. Although it seems like only 8 kilometers or 10 kilometers on the topography measurement. But in terms of bhav, in terms of ambience, just Even you see places in Braj, what's the difference of the feeling between Gokul and Nidibban? You go to Gokul and it has a certain feeling, a certain ambience, you want to say, or transcendental vibration. And it's basically Vatsalya Bhav. Gokul is a place of Mother Yashoda's Vatsalya Bhav. But when you go to Nidibban, that's where Radha and Krishna sleep after Ras Leela and have so many intimate romantic exchanges. And the vibration is categorically different. So the same thing, it's there's like a Bermuda Triangle. There's a place off of the island of Bermuda. I mean, Bermuda is an island off of America in the Atlantic Ocean. And there's some three points, cardinal points on the navigational maps, which are called a triangle. Certain place, certain location in the Atlantic Ocean. If any ships cross the ocean over that triangle, or even airplanes flying in the sky go over that triangular, invisible triangular area, which is demarcated by so much longitude and latitude, then the boats will sink in the ocean and the planes will lose control. So when they're flying, they deliberately go, they don't go through that space, that so-called airspace. So it's invisible, but there's some type of, you can say invisible borders, but the effect is tremendous. It's like Bhakti Bhajan. Bhakti Bhajan, we're practicing devotion, and so many ding, pop-ups come on our way, hurdles on the marg, on the path of progress to Krishna's lotus feet. And we can plow through them like a bulldozer, but sometimes it's better to take the path of least resistance. Danya Bhav, and go around this way or go around that way, or say yes, 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 and do whatever you want to do, or somehow get to your destination without being attached to any one particular way to get there. You may start off on one path and think this is the way to go, and then suddenly in midstream you may have to change and keep going, keep your charts fixed on the goal, but there's many, as they say, all roads lead to Rome. And during Caesar's conquest of the world, he had an elaborate road system, even from Bath and Glastonbury and England by Stonehenge, roads that went all the way to Italy, to Rome, across the entire European continent, and from Asia, because Rome is his capital, and all roads lead to Rome. So all the paths of devotion lead to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Some follow Swami Haridas, some follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some follow Vallabhacharya, Hidhari Vamsh, etc. So they're all Nimbark Charya. They all want to go to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So a little different way, but same destination. So Krishna, in this case, is Kinshit Pravas. He's only a short distance away. How short? How far away? Just behind the tree. Radharani's leaning on the tree. Oh, Anath, Avramana. A big, big tree I've seen in Vrindavan. Some trees are, if you go across, if you go circumference, it's, I don't know, huge. 5-6 people can hold their, stretch out their arms and go around and link their hands, and still the tree's bigger. So from right to left, it's about 3-4 meters. That's big. 3 meters isn't like pretty big. So that's pretty wide. So Radharani's leaning on one side, oh, Ha Ramana Hanath, and Krishna's on the other side, on the other side of the tree. That's kinshit pravas. It's separation. But it seems only on the other side of the tree. So what to speak, that's one type of viparlamba, or being away or alone or separated from my beloved or Krishna. Another type is Radharani sitting on Krishna. She's sitting right on his lap. He has his arm around her waist. She has her arm around his neck. And they're talking and doing what they do. And then suddenly she hears some words, just some words, some vibration. Madhusudan. Madhusudan is gone. We chased away Madhusudan. Madhusudan means someone who drinks sweet nectar. Suda means nectar and madhu means sweet. So the sweet nectar drinker is the honeybee. He drinks the sweet nectar from the flower. And so there's two Madhusudans in Vrindavan. One Madhusudan goes bzzz, and the other Madhusudan plays the flute. And so he's also Madhusudan, and he drinks the Sudha, the nectar of Radha's lips, which are very sweet. And so it's sweet rasa, Radha and his nectar and sweet kisses. From Radharani, the gopis have buzzed, the bumblebee is flying around Radharani's lotus face to land on that face and get some nectar. And Radharani says, oh, shoo, get away. So then that bumblebee is harassing Radharani, just like the Madhusudan also harasses Radharani. And the gopis also chase away Madhusudan. So whether he comes as a bzzz or whether he comes as a flute player, Vamshidhari, and Lalita also shoos him away. Hey, Madhusudan, jow. So they say, Radharani, we chased away Madhusudan. He's gone. He's gone to Padmavali. Padmavali means many things, but it means a group of lotus flowers, Padma. So that he won't land on your lotus face because he's gone to the Padmavali. He's gone to the row of lotus flowers in the lake nearby, so he'll be okay. Huh? Oh! And Radharani, not only she feels separation, devastation, but now she feels man. She feels jealousy. Oh, Madhusudan is left, and she's crying. And then she says, Kahangaya, where did he go? Where did Madhusudan go? And she's crying, although she's sitting on Radharani's sitting on Krishna's lap. And then Lita says, oh, we chased him away. He flew away to Padmavali. And Radharani hears, Padma? I guess what Lita is to Radharani, Padma is to Chandravali. She's a right-hand Sakhi, so to speak. The chief Sakhi of Radharani. I mean, of Chandravali. And Lita is the chief Sakhi of Radharani. So Radharani hears that. Now a whole another emotion comes. This man. So this is a type of separation. It's called Prem Vaichitya. Chitya means Chaitana, means consciousness. And Vai means to be without. In other words, you lose your consciousness. You're sitting on someone's lap, and if your consciousness was rightly situated and rightly working, then you would think, someone say, what are you doing? I'm sitting on my lover's lap. Where's your lover? He's right here with me. I'm sitting on him. But in Prem, Krishna Prem, Vai Chitya means you're consciousness, your awareness is Vai, it's separated from you. Oh, where are you? Where is Krishna? I don't know, where is Krishna? And Radharani's crying in desperation. So it's a separation. She's sitting on Krishna and she feels she's separated from him. So that's like us. We're sitting on Krishna, but we don't see him. Because Vrindavan, Krishna's here. So whether you're sitting on Krishna's lap or sitting on Krishna's Vrindavan, you're sitting on Krishna. Vrindavan, Namrup Gun Lila Dham Parishishta. They're all one tattva. Parishishta means the associates and the devotees. They're all one tattva. They're all transcendental, eternal. But do we realize that we're sitting on the lap of Krishna? When you surrender to Vrindavan, it's like Vrindatava Yumata. Prabhupada Saraswati uses the term many times in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Oh, Vrindavan, you're like my mother, Vrindatavi Mata. Mata means mother. You're like my mother, and mothers are so forgiving and always caring, always giving, and always forgiving. This is the mother. Always caring, always giving, and always forgiving. Giving and forgiving. So I'm living here on your lap, Vrindatavi, which means lap of Vrindavan means the lap of Krishna's Leelas, and the lap of Krishna's Leelas means the lap of Radha and Krishna. So sitting in Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan means living on the lap of Radharani and living on the lap of Krishna, on the lap of Vrindatavi Mata, where the pastimes take place in the forest of Vrindavan. And Vrindatavi Yatavi means forest. And Vrindatavi Mata means the mother, the goddess, the female, the compassionate, giving, forgiving mother. So I'm so nonsense, but like a mother, Vrindatavi Mata, like a mother who forgives the transgressions of her child, please forgive my transgressions and continue to give me and nourish me and encourage me on the path of Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti, Bhajan. And she does. If someone is sincere and lives always in Vrindavan, then so many doors of mercy open to that person, one by one by one. So there is Krishna, he's right there. And Gaur Leela, as we started to touch about a little bit yesterday by citing a verse, from early on in Adi Leela, this is in Madhya Leela, chapter 2, verse 55 through 59. Mahaprabhu is also absorbed in Radharani's Mahabhav and her Vipralambaras, and he speaking Pralap. Jiva Goswami says this verse, 10:30-39, is an example of Pralap, or lamentation and separation from Krishna. Ha Nath Ramana Preshta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, Dasyaste Kripanayame, Sakke Darshaya Sannidhim. So Radharani is crying out, O Sakke Darshaya Sannidhim. So let's look at this Chaitanya Charitamrita and see what it says. Very beautiful. Lord Chaitanya, because he's a bhakta, he's Bhagavan, relishing Radharani's. Because we say, it's said by the Acharyas, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Giridhari, like Giriraj Baba, is a combined form of Bhagavan and Bhakta. He's a Bhakta because he does what devotees do. What do devotees do? How does Lord Chaitanya behave and act as a Bhakta? He spends lots of time hearing the Bhagavatam. He spends lots of time chanting Krishna Nam. He spends lots of time on Harinam Sankirtan. So these are the devotee-like things. And he spends lots of time serving the devotees and associating with the devotees and worshipping Tulsi and hearing the Bhagavat and worshipping the Sri Murti. You see the five limbs of devotion, Panchanga Bhakti, which are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Lord Chaitanya, when he's exhibiting the ideal behavior of the perfect devotee, he's engaged in all five of these activities. Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. So every day Lord Chaitanya is hearing the Bhagavatam. Is he hearing from Bhakta Joe in Amsterdam? No, he's hearing from Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is speaking not in Amsterdam but in Puri Dham, Sri Khetra Dham, and the garden of Gopinath, Tota Bhagicha. And every day he's worshipping Tulsi, because whenever Lord Chaitanya would wander through the streets from Kashi Mishra's house to Jagannathji Sri Mandira to have darshan of Jagannathji, Jagannath Swami, he would walk behind Tulsi. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. When he would go on, like you see ladies carry Tulsi on their heads and walk around Govardhan Parikrama, etc., and Radhakund Parikrama, you must have been seeing. So Lord Chaitanya himself, whenever he chanted Hare Krishna, he would always chant in front of Tulsi. And he, first thing he did when he established Haridas Thakur in Siddhabokul, he said, you must establish one Tulsi Stambha here. So Haridas has a Tulsi Stambha there where he would chant his japa. So when Lord Chaitanya would walk around, then he would walk behind someone, one devotee would be carrying the Tulsi on his head, and Lord Chaitanya would watch and look at the Tulsi as he walked through the streets of Puri. So there's an example of deity Archan, worshipping Tulsi, which means the deity puja, and he would also worship Lord Jagannath every day. His disciples would bring garlands, fresh flower garlands, and Lord Chaitanya would offer them to Jagannath. Then Mahaprabhu would also bathe Lord Jagannath every day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engaged in Murti Puja. Sri Murti Puja, Shraddha Murti Puja, means to serve the Thakurji with great faith. And he would bathe Jagannath every day with a conch shell, because when we bathe our Thakurji, we use a conch shell. And we use Ganga Jal or Jamuna Jal or whatever. So he was his neck, his kanta, the neck of Lord Chaitanya is compared to a conch shell, very beautiful. three lines in his neck, or they're like the three lines inside the conch. So he went with the water of his tears, of prem, of anurag, for Jagannath Swami and Radhabhav, Mahabhav, Lord Chaitanya would bathe the Jagannath. So this is his Murti Puja. And then he would hear the Bhagavatam, then he was chanting Nam Sankirtan, then he was serving and associate with the devotees. And what else is there? He was living in a holy place. Sri Khetra Dham. Vipralamba Khetra. It's called Vipralamba. It's called Vipralamba Khetra or Sri Khetra or Purushottam Dham. Jagannath Puri Dham. Many names are there. So he's showing there, as I outlined, the perfect example of the devotee and the five primary activities that devotees engage in order to please Krishna and progress on the path of bhakti and attain the cherished goal of Krishna Prema. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya is all, because he's Bhagavan, he's a dual, you can say, appearance of Bhagavan as a bhakta and Bhagavan as Bhagavan. So when he's Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Jagat Guru Sri Krishna, then he's in the Kanti, he's absorbed in the Kanti and Bhava of Radharani, the golden color of Radharani and the Mahabhava of Radharani. So sometimes throughout his pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places, Lord Chaitanya enters into the Bhaktabhav and acts as an ideal bhakta. And when he's acting like that, then the devotees, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, can draw inspiration and they can see an example of proper behavior of a bhakta and how we should also be Chaitanya-like and in these regards. And that's called Anusharan. There's Anukaran and Anusharan. Anukaran means imitation, and Anukaran means imitation. Anusharan means following in the footsteps, following the example. So, as I mentioned, all these five things he did, we also do. But many devotees get confused. They start imitating Lord Chaitanya, what he does as Bhagavan, and they get confused. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is doing this, and I do this, you know. This is wrong. So that's why guru or teacher is required. So, for example, Lord Chaitanya, when he's acting as, sometimes it's hard to tell how he's acting also. And let's just say now what we're going to see here, he's acting as Bhagavan, and he's relishing Radharani's Mahabhav. And he's speaking Pralap, as Radharani is speaking Pralap in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 30, verse number 39. We're discussing Ha Nath Ramana Preshta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Kripanayame Sakke Darshe Sannidhim Tahanhaite Griheasi Matira Uparavasi Nake Kare Prithivi Prithivilikan, aha kahan Brindavan, kahan Gopendranandan, kahan Sevam Shivadan. Aha, same in this verse, ha Nath, ha Ramana. So Mahaprabhu absorbed in Radha Bhav says, ha kahan, ha ha, oh, kahan, ha ha kahan Brindavan, kahan Gopendranandan, kahan Sevam Shivadan. Tahan haite garayasi, Matira upare vasi, nake kari prithivilikan. Sound familiar? In the 29th chapter of the Gita, the gopis were so frustrated and disappointed by Krishna's rejection and refusal to accept their submission and their petition for love and enjoyment. Then they're looking down at the ground and the gopis are crying and the tears fell down their tender faces. They carried a black cudgel from their eyes, surrounding their eyes. The black cudgel surrounding the gopis' eyes is like a dam. It's like a dam to hold back the flood of their love, which is coming from their heart for Krishna, their anurag. But now that black dam, which is their shyness and their attachment to Shyam, now Shyam has broken that dam by his words, and the tears are going down, breaking the line of cudgel, and now they're black tears, and they drip onto their raised, protruding breast, and their top of their breast is covered with kunkum, red kunkum powder. Now it mixes. So sometimes it's described that that the stream of tears falling from the gopis when Krishna rejects them in the beginning of the rasa dance is like one black river and one red river. Some tears are falling and just landing on their breasts and becoming reddish in color, the water of their tears. Others are just coming out of their kajal and falling on the ground. So it's like a black and red river. They're really crying. So, and it said they're looking down and they're crying. They're very dejected and unhappy and disappointed. And then they start with their nails of their ungali, their padangali, the nails of their toes. And then remember, maybe you remember, Shiva Goswami says it was their left, with their big toe. One acharya said, I think the verse says they were, Shukadeva Goswami says they're drawing, I don't know if you remember, this is chapter 29. They're drawing lines on the Vrajaraj. They were looking down. And this is one of the Sancharya Bhavs that shows unhappiness and brokenheartedness when a lady draws like that, like with their toe. And then Jiva Goswami said it was just their toes. They were drawing with their toes. Then Vishnu Chakravarti said, no, with the big toe. The nail, that they were just using one toe, like this. So now Lord Chaitanya, he's coming from Jagannath's temple. When coming from the temple of Jagannath to return to the Gambira, Mahaprabhu used to sit on the ground and mark it with his nails. Tahan haite gare ase. Gar means house in Hindi, the same. Mati, you say mati means clay, right? So it says gare mati, matira upare vase. Upare means in the top part of the earth. He was nake. Nake means nails. Kare pritivi. Priti means earth. Likana. Likana means drawing. Like someone's mother was here in class and she had a notebook and she was writing Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. And she already wrote, so many, 10 lakhs. 10 lakhs, 100,000 times 10. 1,000,000 times she wrote in different notebooks, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. That's a type of japa. We have anamala. It's called likana, likana japa. It doesn't mean you lick with your tongue. Likana, likana, L-I-K-H-A-N-A. It means handwriting, to write. And they have different shastras like Tulsidas. Sant Tulsidas in his Ramcharitamanas, he writes in there, if anyone writes 1 crore of names of Sri Ram, then he'll get Siddhi or Prema or something like this. He gives some blessing. So many Ram Bhaktas, they write. And I've been in different ashrams and different holy dhams of India. And I met the sadhus there. And the guru will engage them in different ways. Some have mala, some have likana. Some, when they chant with the mala, they tend to fall asleep. So then he suggested likana because it's a little more action. Because when you chant japa, you close your eyes, Hare Krishna. And when you close your eyes, and what happens next? It's pretty hard to write with your eyes closed. That's pretty good. And then because there's lines, and the guru will check to see that you're not all writing all over the page. Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. It has to be in exactly, and they cut because it's only small, so they get a copy and they draw lines. There's horizontal lines and they draw vertical lines and make little boxes. So it's just a copy means a notebook, notepad. So it's horizontal lines. So they make a graph, like a counting paper or something. Sri Ram, Sri Ram. And you have to really always, I have to fit in this little box. And if I'm sleeping, it's a little... So then the guru is, what is this? You're going from line one and now your Sri Ram is on line six? And is a blank in between? Oh, yeah, you caught me. But the guru says, how was your japa? Oh, it was very good. 8 rounds sleeping, 8 rounds, 4 rounds half awake and 4 rounds awake. Very good. There's no way, unless you have a CCTV camera. So like this. Ha ha, kaham Vrindavan. So the same as Radharani is lamenting in 10:39 of the Rasa-lila and separation from Krishna. Mahaprabhu, 4,500 years later in Puri, is showing. So, on one level, so here again, this is a mixture here. I said, when do you follow Lord Chaitanya when he's in Bhaktabhav? And when, that's called Anusaran. And when do you not imitate him and not follow him when he's in Bhagavan Bhav? And that, because throughout the biographies, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is sometimes acting as the ideal bhakta, sometimes acting as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Giridhari is acting as a bhakta, and Giridhari is acting as Krishna. Once one teacher taught me, he said, you worship Giridhari as Krishna because that's what Lord Chaitanya taught, and we're following Lord Chaitanya, and we're following the six Goswamis. So Lord Chaitanya worshipped Giridhari as Sakshat Prajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, and he worshipped Gunjamala as the Radhikacharan. Gunjamala represents the lotus feet of Radharani. That's right in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's no confusion about that, but many people get very confused for some reason or other because they don't want to follow Shastra. They want to follow Tom, Dick, and Harry, so to speak, or their own whims. And as you know, that won't get you very far. It tells in Gita 18th chapter, or maybe, 16th chapter, Yashastra vidim utsrija vartate kamakarata nasasidam vapnoti nasukam napuram gatim. It says, Yashastra vidim utsrija. Utsrija. Srija means like tyag. Everyone knows tyag. Utsrija. Utsrija. Yashastra vidi. Yashastra vidim utsrija. One who disregards or rejects or throws away or neglects, disregards, throws away, doesn't pay attention, doesn't read, doesn't study, doesn't hear Shastra. Yashastra vidim utsrija. It's 16th chapter of Gita. Maybe, I don't know, 23rd verse or so, 26. Vartate kamakarata. Vartate kamakarata. Karata means he does. Ka means his whim, his desire. And varta means the path. Oh, I Giridhari is Radharani. I worship Giridhari as Radharani. Acha. Where's your Shastra Praman? Koine. Koine. Koine means there ain't none. There isn't any. You don't want to follow Lord Chaitanya? No, I'm a Gaudiya. I don't follow Lord Chaitanya. You don't want to follow the six Goswamis like Raghunath Das? No, I'm a Gaudiya. I don't follow six Goswamis. So Yashastra Vinamutsuja, Vartate Kamakarata. So you do your own thing, then what do you get? Nasasidam Avapnoti. Nasukam Naparamgatim. Nasasidam Avapnoti means Avapnoti. You don't attain perfection, which means prema. And you don't attain happiness in that way. Nasukam Naparamgati. You don't attain the goal of life, which is the moksha, the goal. So there's so much confusion. And everyone says, well, this is my bhav. I'm doing bhav seva. Acha, you're doing bhav seva. But you're still in anartha-nivritti. I thought bhav came a long time after that. No, it's my bhav. See, this one is Radharani, this one's Krishna. Okay, cool. You learned that from Prabhupada? No. Where'd you pick that up from? Oh, this one bhav I met in Barsana, he taught me this. So, Krishna's telling very clear, Yashastra Vidya Musaja. If you say, well, everyone is my master, and a servant of all is a servant of none. You follow? He's my guru, and he's my guru, and everybody's my guru. It says, Atma Samarpan. Lord Chaitanya is describing Diksha and Anti Leela. He says, you go to one person, and you Atma Samarpan. You surrender your full being at the lotus feet of that person, and then that's the Diksha guru. And Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami said, he's the Mukhya teacher and the Mukhya guru, Diksha guru. Then if one seeks, it's because the Diksha guru may be in a Bhajananandi, and he may not be giving Shiksha. He may know the ocean of truth. The ocean of truth is within his heart, but he may be a Mon Brati. He speaks, he gives mantra, he gives a few brief instructions, and then he goes, does his bhajan. So then for further Shiksha guidance, you will ask the Diksha guru, and with the blessings of the Diksha Guru and the direction of the Diksha Guru, you'll accept the Shiksha Guru. This is the teachings of Bhakti Sandarbha and the teachings of Jiva Goswami. Oh, Gurudev, I want to take Shiksha from Swami Bhogananda. Swami Bhogananda. Acha. He's a very good Swami. Swami Bhogananda. So I don't think there's anukulya for your bhakti, and he's not sajatiya asha shnigda. Rupa Goswami says that our satsang should be sajati ash snigdha. Three qualifications are required. So here, Lord Chaitanya, it's a little confusing because he's in Radharani's bhav, but at the same time, if one is a little sensitive, he's also teaching as the bhakta, as the guru of Raghunuga Bhakti. Because earlier, or at least twice in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, "What is there's the Bahir Karan and Antar Karan. The internal purpose of my coming is Rag Marge Prachara. I have come to teach Raghunuga Bhakti, the path of Raghunuga Bhakti." So what is the path of Raghunuga Bhakti? The path of Raghunuga Bhakti means to be meditating on Radharani's pastimes with Krishna and their association together, and meditating on Radharani's Viparlamba Bhav and her Sambhog Vilas, and her Viparlamba Ras and her Madhurya Ras and her meeting and all these things. And what is she feeling? What is she saying? So Lord Chaitanya is showing, see, like I'm doing? Because he's simply paralleling the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, especially where Radharani and the gopis are accentuated, because we're supposed to be gopi anugata. And Lord Chaitanya, he's fully in the Radha Bhav. So everywhere, Adi Lila to Anti Lila, beginning to end, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Gopi Bhav. And who's showing Gopi Bhav and teaching Gopi Bhav? Lord Chaitanya, as the bhakta. And who's relishing and rasa swadana and madhurya rasa swadana? Who's relishing this Gopi Bhav and this madhurya rasa of Radharani and the happiness she feels by serving Krishna and the joy she and the greatness, pranaya mahima. Pranaya mahima, the greatness of Radharani's pranaya. Who is relishing and experiencing that? Sri Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya is acting as Bhagavan. So here he's acting as Bhagavan, he's acting as a teacher. Teacher means, I'm speaking these verses. These are my version. These are Krishna's versions. These are Krishna's versions, how he understands it, how he takes it. These are Krishna's versions of Radharani's verses in the Ras Lila. So these are complementary. Radharani's saying this, and Radharani's saying this. Radharani Sakshat, Radharani's saying, Ha Nath Ramana Preshta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, Dasyaste Kripanaya Me, Sakke Darshaya Sannidhim. And then Lord Chaitanya, then Krishna, learning his, taking his cue, or learning from Radharani, says, what does he say? He says, Ha, 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 kahan Vrindavan, ha, ha, Gopendra Nandan, kahan se Vamshivadan. While looking down at the ground and crying like the gopis, drawing lines with his toenails, and crying out in what is called pralap, it's called kinchit pravas. This type of Viparlamba Ras is called kinchit pravas. Pravas means, vas means to live or reside far, but not very far, a little far. How far? Just nearby. Krishna's behind the bushes. He left Radharani, but he's not very far. It's like the iron filings, pieces of small iron. They can't go far from the magnet. The magnet is there, the chumbak, we say in Hindi, chumbak. Chumbak means, it's an interesting word. Chumbak means magnet, and to kiss someone means chumba. So chumba, so when two lips get stuck together, it's like a magnet, you know. Chumbak, you know magnet? It's some type of stone or whatever, lodestone is magnetically in charge. So then you have the iron filing, you take them, put them here and hold the magnet. Oh, nothing happened. I'll move them a little closer. So Krishna, he can't go too far because Radharani's the magnetic attraction of Radharani's love will not allow Krishna to move too far afield from her magnetic field, which it's called. So field means kshetra. So kshetra is Brajadam. So Krishna's nearby. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, she's leaning on this huge, fat, big kadamba tree. And she's thinking, oh, Krishna likes kadamba so much. And he has so many lilas here and so many pastimes. And he's Kali Kadamba. He stole the gopi's clothes in the kadamba tree and jumped off and drove out Kaliya from jumping off a kadamba tree. And then Nandagram, he climbs a kadamba tree to watch me coming from Yavit when I'm coming to cook his breakfast. He likes the Kanava tree so much. So she's leaning there and she's saying, Ah, Nah, Ta Ramana Preshta. And Krishna's on the other side, of the same tree. Oh, she so much loves me. She's so much attached. Listen to her pralap. Pralap means lamentation. Like we say in singing, there's the alap. Alap, you know, alap. So this is pralap. It's like, it's like some vibration, some sound, but it's not the voice singing. It's the heart crying. Of course, that's also a type of singing. crying your heart out in song. Isn't it? Hearts heaving. Hearts heaving and anxiety. Kahanse tribangatam, kahanse venogan, kahanse jamuna pulina, kahanse rasavilas, kahan ritya gitahas, kahan prabhu madana mohan, kahanse rasavilas, kahan ritya gitahas, kahan prabhu madana mohan. It's so nice. Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is lamenting. This is more. There's only one verse of Prahlap in the Srimad Bhagavat 10:30-39 in this particular Rasalila discussion. Radharani's Prahlap. And now Radharani's, these are more verses. These are also, Radharani spoke this and she spoke this. So we put them all together, present them for your elucidation and absorption. Kahan se tribangatam, kahan se venogan, kahan se yamuna pulina. There's so much here, you know. You can be anywhere in the world and you read these verses, immediately you'll be transported to Brajadam. Immediately you'll be transported to Mahaprabhu's heart and bhav. And by his mercy, immediately be transported to the Radha and Krishna's Leela. So Mahaprabhu used to lament by saying, where is Tribangatam? Where is that beautiful threefold form of Krishna? Where is Krishna, Tribangalalitam Niyata Prakasham? Where is the sweet song of his flute? Where is the Yamuna Pulina? Where is the Rasa dance, Rasa Vilas, and the path of Nritya Gita Has? Where is the Kaha Nritya Gita Has? Where is the dancing? Where is the singing? Where is the laughing and joking and playing? Kahan Prabhu Madan Mohan. You know, we say, Prabhu, where's my prasadam? Prabhu is, that's what Radharani calls Bhagavan. Prabhu means Bhagavan. Advaitacharya Prabhu. We say, hey, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is a Prabhu, you know. So, Kahan Prabhu, you're my Prabhu, you're my master, my lord, my everything. And what is your name? Madan Mohan. And my name is Madan Mohan Mohini. You bewilder Cupid, but I bewilder you. But she's not, think she's just thinking, I want my Madan Mohan. Utila nana bhagavega, mane hoila udvega, shana matra nare gonaite, prabala virahanale, daraya haila talamale, nana shloka lagila padite. In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved and manifested in the mind of Mahaprabhu, who is filled with anxiety, udvega, udvegas of Yavacharya Bhava. There's 33 secondary rasas appear like waves in the ocean of the Stairati. They rise and they fall. They come and they go. The ocean is always there, but sometimes it has waves. Sometimes it's placid and peaceful, Pacific. You know, Pacific means not too many waves. Pacific Ocean. And he was filled with anxiety. He could not escape from this even for a moment. In this way, fierce feelings of separation. His patience began to totter and he began to recite various verses. So this is a whole mood of Radharani of 10:30-39 is being fully elaborated and expanded upon. And you can only imagine the kind of comments one can make on these verses. Of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 2, verses 55-65. Amunyadan dhyani dinanatarani Hare Tvara Lokanam Antarenam Anatta Bandho Karanaika Sindho Hahanta Hahanta Katam Nayami Hahanta 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 Katam Nayami Amunya Danhyani Dinanatarani Hare Tvara Lokanam Antarenam anatta bandho karanaika sindho ahanta ha hanta katam nayami. O Nath, O Lord, O Nath, O friend of the helpless, Dinatarani, Alokanam Antarinam, because I'm not seeing you. My inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I don't know how I can pass the time. Hare, Dinantarini. Oh, Din means days. Antarani means, ant means end. How am I ending my days? Dina Antarani. How am I passing my days? Like Antilila end? How am I ending my days? Hare, you're Hare. And Hare becomes Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're that thief. You're the thief of my heart. You have stolen my heart, my life, my mind, my pran. You're my everything. Hare Twad, you're Hare, Alokana Mantarena. And I'm not seeing you. Alokanam, I'm not seeing you inside or outside. Anatta Bandho. You're the Bandho, you're the friend of someone who has no master. Anath. Anath means I'm devoid of my Nath, I'm devoid of my master. And you're supposed to be a friend of those who have no master. Anatta Bandho Karunaika Sindho, and you're an ocean of compassion. But what about me? Ha hanta, ha hanta. You're all these things. But where am I? Alas, alas, how shall I pass my time? Hahanta. Tumaradarshane vine adanya e ratri dine e kalana jaya katan tumianaterabandu apara karuna sindhu kripa kari deya darshan. So first, Lord Chaitanya, what we just heard in the beautiful Sanskrit poetry, that was Krishna Karanamrita by Kavi Karnapur. Then Lord Chaitanya takes off from that and quotes his own version of that in Bengali, Bangla Bhasha, for the benefit of all the Bengali devotees who may not understand the Bengali, what to speak of us. It's in English. Tomara darshana vine. Without your darshan, adanya ayuratri dine. My ratri, my dine, my days and nights, they are inauspicious. There's no value to them. Adanya. E kala e jaya katan. Katan means very difficult. How am I passing? I don't know. You are the friend of those. Tumi means you. Tumi anatera bandhu. Apara karuna sindhu. It's the same thing. You are the friend of the helpless ocean of mercy. Kindly give me your audience. Kripakari dehi darshan. I am in a precarious position. That's added by the translator, by the way. It's not there. It's called purported translation. Your commentary is mixed in the translation. But it's not exactly what it says. Kripakari deya darshan. Deya means to give, and kripakari means do kripa on me. please give me mercy and show me your darshan. So in this way, Mahaprabhu was in the experiencing ecstatic love of Radharani, and there's another verse also. It says, "Hey Deva, hey Dayata." This is again from Krishna Karanamrita, text 40. "Hey Deva, hey Dayata, hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Karunaika Sindho, hey Nata, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Biram, haha Kadu, haha Karanu Bhavatasi." Param Drishura Me. Oh, hey Deva. Hey, Deva means come, Dave. Oh, my beloved Lord of my, oh, romantic Lord and hero of my heart. Oh, Deva, oh, dearest one. Oh, Dayata. Dayita. Dayita means dearest one. Oh, friend of the universe. Bhuvanaika. Bhuvan means universe. Bhuvanaika Bandhu. Oh, Krishna. Hey, Krishna. Hey, Chapal. Chapala means, hey, Krishna. Hey, Chapala. You restless one. You're here with me today. You're gone tomorrow. You're here with me tonight. And tomorrow you're with someone else. O ocean of mercy, Karunaika Sindho. O my Lord, hey Nath, hey Raman, hey Nayana Abhiram. O my enjoyer, Nayana. Nayana means eyes, and Abhiram means one who gives great satisfaction and pleasure to the eyes. Just seeing the person fills your heart with happiness. O beloved to my eyes, when will you again be visible to me? Ha ha, kada. Kada 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 krishya siyamam kripa kadakshamajanam. When O Radharani show her mercy on us, sidelong glance of mercy. Kada krishya siyamam kripa kadakshamajanam. Madindra vinda vandate shiloka shokaharan. Like this. Haha nataha ramana. Haha kada bhavitasi padam shurami. So this is Mahaprabhu's excursion into the heart of Radharani and her kinship pravas, separation, viparlamba. Krishna's left her in the rasa dance. And so we're feeling, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, our hearts can be sprinkled with some of this viparlamba ras. That's practically speaking, we're trying to get into the rasa dance. We're trying to qualify for that. But we're a long way from it. In this last line of the verse, it says, Sakhe, Radharani's feeling very helpless. She's crying out for Krishna. There's no response. Even the trees aren't even echoing her voice. When Shukadeva Goswami came out of the womb of his mother, he was 16 years old. He immediately ran away into the forest. And Vyasadeva was chasing him. His father said, where are you going? Come back, come back. And it says in the Bhagavatam, only the trees were echoing his voice. And Shukadeva was deaf. He was just running full speed. I don't want this material life. I don't want anything to do with this. Samsara. Birth and death. And so Vyasadeva is saying, oh, my son, come back, come back. And the trees are, his voice is bouncing off the forest trees. Oh, my son, come back. Oh, my son, come back. So Radharani is crying out in the forest, but no sound is coming back. And Krishna is not even responding. So she after she's saying that, then she feels so helpless. So then she says, I know I'm not qualified for your darshan. I don't qualify to be your beloved. I'm saying, hey Ramana, hey Nath, hey Preshta. I'm not qualified. I don't have the adhikar to have your darshan or association. Okay, then let me be a dasi. Dasyas. Dasyas means dasi. Kripanaya. Kripana means miserly, wretched, fallen, broken-hearted, unqualified. I'm Kripanaya. I don't have any qualification to be your Ramana or Ramani. But Kripanaya, Kripa, give mercy to me. So then at least I can become your Dasi. Dasyas Kripanaya, Sannidhim. So the Sannidhim means to appear, but it also means to be near me. So I was mentioning this point. Please show me that you are near me. So Radharani is crying out, Sannidhim, Sannidhim. This word is also in other places in the Bhagavatam, chapter 90 also, Sannidhim. So Radharani is saying, please come near me. Please show me, Darshaya. Please show me that you are near me. So I was thinking that this type of meaning of this word, Dasyas, Dasyas, Kripanaya, Sannidhim, it also applies to us as sadhakas. Because we're also dasis and dasas of Radha and Krishna. And we're not seeing Radha and Krishna. We don't feel that they're near us, and we wish they were. And we're hoping that they will show themselves. So we can, Radharani saying, oh, please be near me. So we're also saying, please be, we want to be near, please be near me. I like that song. I just came to mind, a little mundane, but that song of George Harrison, remember? That's it. My Sweet Lord, maybe you weren't even born when it was out, but there's some song, My Sweet Lord. He said, I really want to see you, Lord. I really want to feel you, Lord. I really want to see you now, my sweet Lord. I really want to feel you. I really want to see, I want to be with you, my sweet Lord. Then the chorus in the background is, they're saying, Hare Krishna, hallelujah. You know, they're saying all these kind of different kinds of chants, different religions and like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, hallelujah, whatever, I don't know, some different mantras. So now we'll begin text 40 of 30th chapter. And that's a very provocative verse of Radharani. So let's see how things evolve. So Radharani spoke verse 30, and now the curtain closes. Radharani's collapsed and a swoon on the stage, crying out on half external consciousness, half internal, and great pralap and separation is a very tragic, sad and unhappy scene. Doom, curtains close. The narrator steps out. Good evening. He's wearing a tuxedo, right? Top hat. Not exactly. But Shukadev, he's actually wearing the four, I know, he's Digambara. You know Digambara? Ambara means covered, and dig means directions. That means naked. So there's a type of Jain sadhus. The Jain sannyasis are called Digambara sadhus. Digambara, you know, must be knowing. So Digambara means Dishan. Dishan or dig means the directions. So the Ambara means covering. You ever hear of Pitambara? Nilambara? Pitambara means I'm covered by, the covering of my body is yellow in color, and my name is Krishna. So Pitambara Sham. So I'm covered my body with the yellow dhoti. And Nilambara is Radharani is covered with the blue cloth, which represents being covered and surrounded by Krishna. And Radharani's being covered and surrounded by Krishna, and Krishna's being covered and surrounded by Radharani. And that's the way he wants it, and that's the way that's the message he's communicating. They're communicating to each other. It's like wearing the favorite color of your boyfriend. You have your favorite color, but you don't wear your favorite color, you wear the favorite color of your boyfriend. You got it? Your boyfriend's favorite color is gray, and your favorite color is purple. So he wears purple, and you wear gray. Very boring. So Krishna's wearing blue. I mean, yellow. I get confused. He's wearing yellow because, you know, and Radharani says, oh, that's me. That's Krishna. Well, that's actually Krishna's favorite color. Anyway, whatever. Got the idea. So text 30-40. Sri Shuka Vacha. So Shukadeva Goswami is stepping in to narrate now what's going to happen. Radharani's devastated. She's in separation. She's crying. She's lamenting. Ha, 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 Ramana, ha, Prishta, ha, Mahabhuja. Sri Shuka Vacha, Anvichantyo Bhagavato, Margam Gopya Vidurita, Dadrishu Priya Vishesh, Vishleshan, Mohitam Dukitam Sakim. Shridev Goswami says, while continuing to search out the path of Krishna, the gopis discover their unhappy friend, Dukitam Saki. She's not a Suki Saki. Like we have in when you have a Bandara feast, they say there's one Suki Sabji. Suki Sabji and Suki Sabji means dry Sabji. Suki. And then there's one Gila Sabji. They say Suki. But that's Suki. This is Sukitam, Dukitam, Dukitam Saki. She said Duki Saki. And Itam, Duki means, if you say Duki Saki, means unhappy Saki. She's a very unhappy girl. Unhappy friend. My unhappy friend. Oh, my unhappy friend. But you say Dukitam, that means Duki with Utam. It's an Utam Duki. So Dukitam means big time Duki. Really unhappy, really sad. So you can imagine. Mohitam Dukitam. Mohitam Dukitam Sakim. So Radharani is Mohitam. Mohitam Dukitam. Mohitam Dukitam Sakim. Radharani. They searching for Krishna. The gopis discover their unhappy friend, and she's bewildered. Mohitam by separation from her lover. So this is what does Jiva Goswami Pad say? What he says is the same thing that Vishnu Chakravarti says. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, in this text 10:30-40. He repeats the same commentary, Jiva Goswami, which sometimes he does. My teacher said oftentimes Vishnu kind of borrows a few verses here and there and puts them in his book. For example, there's a famous book written 500 years ago called Stavavali, and one of the poems in there is called Vilapkusumanjali. Vilapkusumanjali has 104 verses, and this is one of the primary books, of course, for cultivating Manjari Bhav. The mood and seva and mentality of a Manjari, especially with the commentaries by such rasik jans, the great devotees like the Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj and anyone else who may comment on it, one's own teacher, for example. And then 200 years after that, Vishnu Chakravarti wrote a book about the same idea, and it's called Sankalpa Kalpa Drum. And interestingly enough, there's 104 verses in that book, and many of them are almost exactly copy and pasted from Vilap Kusumanjali. So it goes on. So when you take you go on the net, you have to give a class, and you go on somebody's, you know, article, and you copy and paste, and you speak that. It's okay. You know, plagiarism is going on. It's, you know, it's part of our tradition. Plagiarism means somebody else creates or writes something, and then you kind of rip it off, borrow it. But it's the ends justifies the means, because the end is to glorify Radha and Krishna. So if something good has been said, then okay, thank you. We'll take the good thing. I see many times my whole posts and articles and quotations are copy and pasted and put on other people's Facebooks, minus the name of the author or minus the name of the Facebook where it came from. Copy wrong. There's no copyright anymore. It's copy wrong. That's what it means, copy. Copyright. You have the right to copy. You said it was copyrighted. That means you have the right. You have the right. It's my right to copy your stuff and put my name on it. That's even better. It's a subjective view. I mean, you're thinking one thing, but the phrase can all. It's like Sanskrit. You can take it to mean this or that. You take the Bhagavad Gita, and the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is merging in Brahman, and every verse ends in Brahman. Read the Chinmayananda Gita, or read any Ananda's Gita. Chinmayananda, Shivanand, anybody. If their name is Anand, then the conclusion is Brahman. Because every Mayavadi sannyasi must have the name Anand. And every devotee has the name Niranand. Because we don't have it. Niranand means no Anand. At least they have Anand, that's good. It was a pastime Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya met a sannyasi. I mean, and he was traveling. I think he was a grihasta at the time, I forgot. Maybe in Mayapur. Navadvip. And he was in Nityananda. And then the sannyasi, or I think he was traveling, maybe he was a sannyasi somewhere in India. And he met a sannyasi, and maybe he was traveling in Nityananda or someone. And he said, why don't you come to my house and take some Anand? So they met some sannyasi on the way, was very friendly, and maybe giving them some water and some small bit of food to eat, because it's quite a few kilometers, it's quite a long walk from Navadvip to Shantipur. It's several hours. It's, I don't know, 30, 40 kilometers or something. It's a long overland parikrama. So along the way, some sannyasi met them and said, oh, he saw these great saints, Nitai and Gaur, maybe others. He said, please come, take some refreshments. Come to my house and take some Anand. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you're very friendly and nice, you're a sadhu and you're a sannyasi. So when they went there, then he served them out some wine. And then and Nityananda said, you know, he's saying take some Anand, but this means drink some whiskey. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, let's go, let's leave from this place. You know, we won't take anything from this person's house. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya ran out of the guy's house and jumped in the Ganga. To set the example that we should really, you know, instead of drowning yourself in whiskey, you should drown yourself in the Ganga. That's I can draw that example. Yeah, that's another thing. That's a good idea. We have to invoke the Ganga in Radhakund, I guess. So Vishnu is telling like this. He's saying, while searching and searching, the gopis then see Radharani from far away. And how could they see her in the dark forest? Because Krishna took her far away from Yamuna Palina, as Lord Chaitanya was saying. And because all the gopis were there at Vamshivad and they were walking along together along the banks and the moon was shining on their faces and the waves were lapping on the beach and there was a very beautiful fragrance of flowers coming and everyone was relishing and singing and enjoying and just wandering in their kunjas and nearby and just in Banvihar. Then when Krishna left them all, And then he took Radharani, then he wanted to hide. It's like hide and seek. So he's not going to walk along in the spotlight of the full moon. Here I'm hiding. I'm hiding on the beach. The sand of the beach is like camphor. And then the full moon shining on the camphor is like, you know, it's like a mirror. So he said, let's go. Come up to me. And they're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest because Krishna's stealing Radharani away to take her to a Nibritani Kunj, very secret, confidential, private Kunj deep in the dark forest. Leopards and tigers and all these things. And so then, so Radharani is just dumped, as they say. He dumped me. He left, either way. She dumped me. She dumped me, or he dumped me. Somebody dumped somebody. dump truck program. And then, so Radharani has been left, abandoned would be a better word, abandoned by Krishna, and she's in the middle of the darkest part of the forest. So how could they see? We see her far away, as some golden spaceship landed on the ground. And what is that effulgence? UFO. And so then Rishna says they could detect Radharani's from very far away. So Bhav Taratmya and Leela, like someone says, how do we enter the Leela? Someone asks the question, how do we enter the Leela? So enter the Leela means first you have to visualize the Leela. You can't enter a house you can't see. Go in this house. Where is it? I can't see it. Pravesh means to enter, right? Like Griha Pravesh, Mandir Pravesh. So you have to see it. So with our external eyes, we can see a house and observe some grihasthas, housewarming, we call housewarming ceremony, housewarming. Or in Hindi, they say Griha Pravesh. And there's some yagi and puja and some mangala rituals done to establish a happy home or whatever, auspicious movements into the new house. So this is called Leela Pravesh, entering the Leela. Of course, it's based on many things. First of all, do you want to? That's a big one. We want to do a lot of things. We like to eat ice. We want to eat ice cream. We want to eat burfi, and we want to, you know, see nice things and wear nice clothes and hear good kirtans, you know, really sweet kirtans, which is a sign one doesn't have ruchi. That's in the Madhurya Kanamani. One who it's anishchita bhakti. One of the symptoms is that he only likes a kirtan if it's just the right melody, just the right flutes and violins and just perfect, you know, perfect ragas. And if it's not pakas, this is junk. So that means he actually, you know, he's not nishta in bhakti. Anyways, Madhurya Kandamani. Whereas it's nice also. You're a singer. If it's sung very perfectly and with devotion. But any kirtan is good kirtan. If it's sung without ego, that's the main thing. It may not be sung with anything, like with a lap and with proper raga or tala or anything, but at least there's with and without. We may not have many devotional qualities, but we're not envious. That's good. Don't know much and can't study much, but I like all the devotees. Well, that's a good thing. That's really a good thing. The simplicity is called saralata. Saralata, simple hearted. So they saw Radharani from a distance because of her jyoti. Radharani's jyoti, her prem jyoti, was shining through the forest. So this is everything should be udipan. Udipan means an excitant and a stimulant for Krishna Leela. So in Krishna Leela, it's just below the surface of our brain. Well, we function with a conscious brain, but then there's the living brain and the loving brain. You know the difference? The living brain and the loving brain. That's a good one. So the living brain is the brain you use to live in the world and move around and get on the bus and get off the bus and get to work and do all the things you have to do. But the loving brain is that subtle reality that's Krishna consciousness. So that's always on the subsurface. And on the surface, just like you see some lake, you go to some lake in a mountain somewhere, and there's some little green, little moss or something. And a clear lake, good lake, not polluted. There's some little moss or some little green things floating around. And it's very healthy looking, very nice, very pure water. And you just push it aside. But on top, so that green is a covering. So So the green is the living mind, which is a very small covering, very little bit of your mind you used to live. But then underneath that is all this rust. Rust means the bhakti rust. You know, the full volume of the lake is all the water underneath the covering. So that's called the loving brain. Love means our bhakti for Krishna. So when we become absorbed in the leelas of Radha and Krishna, then we see so many things everywhere, even a color. We see a peacock fan and we faint. Gaur Leela. So when Mukunda Datta was a physician, a Hindu physician hired by the Nawab, the Mughal ruler, so he would travel with the wherever the king went, and it's good to take your doctor with you in case you get a sniffle. You don't know, you can prescribe and make the medicine right away. So Mukunda Datta was sitting next to the king a little bit lower on the small dais, because the king sits on the royal asan, Raj asan, and they were fanning him. They were fanning the king with a morapunk. And then Mukunda Datta, he saw that. He said, oh, Krishna's peacock feather. He's a Krishna bhakta, and he fainted. He fell off the dais, the raised platform. Stamba, he was murchita, fainted and stunned. And then the king went there, and he could understand by the symptoms, and somehow he understood that he's a great devotee. So Radharani is there, and all the sakis of both parties, Vipaksha sakis and Paksha sakis, they saw Radha as a friend, sakim. Radharani sakis, Asta sakis. Oh, Radharani's our saki. She's our Priya saki. She's our Preshna. She's very dear to us. But the anti-party, the Vipaksha, Chandravali, Padma, Shaibya, they thought, oh, Radharani, who is that gopi? She's a Kamani. That's a Kamani and a Kamina. She's very lusty, and she's not our friend. She's our enemy. So now they see. Oh, so now they're all seeing Mohitam Dukitam Sakim. Mohitam Dukitam Sakim. They're seeing this Saki. Who is this Saki radiating such light, Prem Jyoti in the forest, the Van of Vrindavan? She's our friend. Why is she our friend? Because there's a oneness. She's suffering in separation from Krishna. That's very good. That's very nice. Misery likes company. And we're suffering in separation from Krishna. So now, oh, you're my friend. You're miserable. I say misery likes company. Company means friends. So it even starts here. So the gopis are, we have that expression. All the sakis of both parties see Radha as their friend. By seeing the intense pain of their friend, Dukitam is Duk Utam. Dukitam Sakim. Duk means sadness, unhappiness, pain. But Utam Duk, Dukitam means excessive. She's really suffering, really much more. She's suffering much more than we are. We are crying. We are in anxiety. Our hearts were trembling, and we were perspiring, and we were feeling so bad. But we didn't faint. We didn't become murchita. We didn't faint, and we did not enter the last stage of sattvic vikara. The last stage of sattvic vikara is pralaya. Pralaya, the sudipta. Fully blazing, fully sudipta, sattvic vikara, ashta sattvic vikara. That's why they're seeing this radiance, because Vishnu says from a great distance in the dark, very dark forest where no moonlight was entering, the gopis of both parties, they could see, oh, there's a golden glow there. There's a sakhi there. So that glow, what is the glow? The glow is her natural jyoti. Radharani's tapta kanchana gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, she's Gaurangi, Tapta Kanchan, she's like molten gold. But moreover than that, now she's in a state of Mahabhav and Vipralamba, Kinchit Pravas. And so it's Sudipta. There's Jwalita, what is it? Dumita, Jwalita, Dipta, and Sudipta. Four levels or four stages of the sattvic vikars. So Radharani's blazing. Like there's a big fire in the middle of a dark forest. There's a big bonfire. Even here, I see sometimes from the rooftop in the winter, somewhere way far across down near Basantigram, 2-3 kilometers, I see some fire way in the distance. It's all dark. And then the next morning I said, Haridas, what's that? Oh, so-and-so's house caught on fire and this and that and whatever, you know, like that. So you can see from a great distance a fire in the dark. So the fire is not a bonfire, but the fire is rather on his burning heart called Viraha Agni. Viraha, Viraha, Viraha Agni means a fire of separation. And it's Dukhitam. So it's like fire, sadhu, pure bhakti. So there's Dukhitam. So she's blazing, what, and then she's Dukhitam. So she's Sudipta, so she's blazing, so they see her, and when they get closer, they say, oh, she's really suffering, really, really suffering. By seeing the intense pain of their friend, Dukhitam Sakim, that Radha was experiencing the separation, Vipralamba, from Krishna. Even her rivals, the Vipaksha Sakis, like Chandravali, they felt rising affection for Radharani. Also, the nature of amorous ras, or Shringarati, is that enmity and hatred among competitors turns into affection when they experience disturbance of separation from Krishna. It's amazing. That would be great if every devotee, if every devotee could simultaneously experience separation from Krishna, there would be no more envy of each other. That's what we're hearing, yeah? And Radharani's envious of Chandravali because they have one lover and she's trying to take Krishna away from her. And Chandravali's envious of Radharani because she's trying to take Krishna away from her, the one and only lover, the Ramana. So now, seeing that Radharani doesn't have Krishna and they don't have Krishna, then they give up their envy. So in separation, the gopis give up their envy of each other. Why? What is the cause of giving up envy? Is to experience separation from Krishna. That's also, you can say, the medicine. Because envy is called irsha or matsarya or asuya or something like that. Different names. So envy, of course, is a great enemy. Envy is an enemy, an antagonist, or a great source of opposition in bhakti bhajan. So if we're so absorbed in the separation from Krishna, then we don't have time to, we see, because if we're actually feeling separation from Krishna and suffering ourselves, we'll understand that everyone around us, consciously or unconsciously, is separated from Krishna and they're suffering. It's very obvious that the materialistic people that have no connection with Krishna, they're suffering. Adiatmika, Klesha, Adibhotika, Adidaivaka, they're suffering. And we are one of them. We're also suffering those material miseries. But then, so if you see fellow devotees that actually, he or she may be better placed than me, they may have better assets than me or better position, beauty, knowledge, fame, name, whatever they may have, money or fortune, but ultimately, underneath all of that, they're crying. Underneath all of that, they're sad. They're unfulfilled. They're suffering, like me. And they're separated from Krishna, not seeing Krishna. And they're not. They're suffering from Krishna, and they're like me, and they're not seeing Krishna, and they're not experiencing Krishna. So then, what's to be envious about? Because we're the same. Because envy is caused by difference. You have something I don't have, so I want what you have, so I'm envious. But you're suffering, so it's almost obvious psychology. The gopis are saying, oh, you're suffering, we're suffering, we're all suffering. Okay, I'm not so envious of you anymore. So I somehow just came out like this. That if the devotee community, everyone could be so absorbed, but we're really not too much absorbed in feeling separation from Krishna. That's for sure. We're feeling separated from food. We're hungry. We're feeling separated from food because we're hungry. We're feeling separated from sleep, so we're tired. We're feeling separated from some new clothes because the ones we're wearing are falling off our body. And they're really beat up, you know. And we're feeling separated from a bath. You know, we're out all day or all over the place and we want to go home and take a nice bath and get clean and sit down and chant Hare Krishna, get off the train, get off the bus, get off the plane. I mean, there's nothing more. There's no greater austerity than traveling with karmis from somewhere to the holy dham. That's the worst. I mean, I'd rather fast for 50 days without water than do that. Airports and airplanes. And, yeah, God. I haven't done it in 30 years. There's hardly. Even remembering, I feel. Ugh. So, okay. So the nature, so this is the nature. Just like we see, there's so many different natures that come up when you study the Shastras and Radha Krishna's Leela. So for example, the gopis, they're simple choris, Braj choris, they're village girls of the Braj Mandal, the coward damsels of Braj. And all they know is Krishna's cute, he's 15, we're 14, he's really dashing, he's really funny, he's a good joker, and he's strong too. And he's really strong. He's so funny, and he's so tender and sweet, and sensitive, and tells good jokes, and he really cares for us. And actually, I know that he's crazy about us, and actually, we can control him. But anyway, he's a Brijvasi boy, and we're Brijvasi girls, and he's a coward boy, and we're coward girls. We just love him. We're Sundaris, and he's our Sundar. Huh? So, that's all they know. They don't know Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Tarva Veda. They don't know Upanishads or Govinda Vashya or anything. That's generally. But when they're separated, so this is the nature of their love. When they're with Krishna or and feeling he's still in Vrindavan, then they're just, they don't know anything more than what I just said. But when they're separated from Krishna by great distances or short distances or due to emotional disturbances in the relationship, then they start thinking, oh, you're Paramatma, you're Visharup, and you're Vamana Avatar, and you killed this demon and you're that, and you're Ramachandra, one of your forms, you descended as Ramachandra, you came as Varaha, and all these things they remember. How they know so many things? They never even went to school. They don't even know how to read or write. You go to the villages, you go to Varsana, ask how many girls know how to read and write. Huh? And you ask them, do you know how to cook? Yeah. Do you know how to milk cows? Yeah. Do you know how to take care of sick cows? Yes. Do you know how to make cow dung patties and stack them and how to cook with cow dung? Oh, yeah. They know everything necessary. But reading, writing? Oh, no. My brother, he reads the newspaper, and my father, he tells me what's happening. So, of course, we kind of look down on that as modern people. You know, they should get a degree and be smart, get a job and make money. You know, and we do because we have to live, and we're not born in Barsana. Maybe sometime in the future. So that's one of the natures. So it's another nature when all the gopis, all the Vipaksha and Paksha gopis are together, and Krishna's there. They're competing for Krishna. Then there's so much rivalry and so much seeming envy of each other. But in separation, it all disappears, and they all become friendly, and they feel empathetic. They have empathy and sympathy for Radharani, one for the other. It becomes one big happy family. And that's part of why Krishna's doing all this. So, in the Amara Sringa Ratya Vrindavan, that enmity and hatred, that man among competing sakis, turns into affection when they all experience the perturbation or disturbance of separation from Krishna. In this regard, the scripture says, I don't know which one, he doesn't say himself, Ata eva hi vishleshe snehas tasam prakashate. Separation, it's probably maybe Bharat Natyam's, Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra, Rasa Tattva and drama. Separation reveals externally a spontaneous affection in their hearts. So that was Vishnath. And Srila Prabhupada, he has some commentary on this verse, which you can find in the Krishna book. He said, this is the test of Krishna. That's interesting, because what I was kind of making it relevant, the gopi situation, but I was taking a point from this Leela Vichar, then I was taking some point from this Leela for the sadhaka. The gopis they're envious of each other, like us. The gopis are all devotees of Krishna, and we're all devotees of Krishna, and they're envious of each other, and we're envious of each other. But now they're not envious of each other. Oh, this is very good. What's the solution to envy? The solution that gopis provide is that when your anti-party, when you and your anti-party or your rivals or enemies, both at the same time or actually feel deeply within yourself that I'm separated from Krishna. And because I'm separated from Krishna, I'm really separated from Krishna and Radharani. And I really feel it. And I'm dukitam. I'm not only I'm not only unhappy, I'm very unhappy. Dukitam. So then, when they're all feeling that same, when they see that everyone's separated, then they give up their envy. So if we could all feel separated from Krishna, we could give up our envy. That's what I said, remember? So this is what Prabhupada says, 1969 in the Krishna book. That's a long time ago. That's 50 years ago. This is a test of Krishna consciousness. So 50 years ago, Prabhupada's talking about envy. There's still envy? No more? So no more envy, no? New age, no? No more envy? That was then. It doesn't seem to go so easily. This is the test of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, the gopis were a little envious that Krishna had taken Radharani alone, leaving aside all the gopis, other gopis. But as soon as they knew that Krishna had also left Radharani, and that Radharani was alone, lamenting for Krishna, then they became more sympathetic to her. So Prabhupada didn't draw it out all the way what I was saying, but he was giving that indication by saying, this is the test of Krishna consciousness. In other words, what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness means the absence of envy. Right? Because envy is the antithesis of prema. Of love. So Lord Chaitanya says, throw it out, throw it out, throw it out. He gives 8 instructions, and that's number 3. Number 3 is throw out your envy. Amanina amani dena means throw out your envy. Give up your pride, which creates envy in others. Be humble and show respect to everyone. Which you can't respect someone if you're envious of them. How can you respect someone you're envious of? Yeah, you just. And Prabhupada said, this is the test of Krishna consciousness that the gopis are showing. Now, all the gopis are Krishna conscious. They gave up their consciousness of Radharani and they gave up their consciousness of Chandravali. Radharani is no longer envious of Chandravali or her party. And there's no more man or pride or envy. I said, pride and envy go hand in hand. If you're proud, then someone else is envious. And if you're proud, if you're proud yourself, you can't show respect to others. And the inability to show respect to others, manina, manidena. Manidena, amani means I don't have pride. I don't want any respect. But manadena means I want to show respect to you and honor you. So then I said there's 6 symptoms of Vaishnava Parad, which are listed in Hari Bhakti Vilas and quoting from one Purana, which is mentioned in my Art of Chanting book. And then one of them is to not feel happy when one sees another devotee. To not feel happy. Not feel happy and show the happiness. So we have a lot of homework to do. We have to have a clean in mind and clean in heart. And then we can treat all the world with love. My basic motto is love everyone, serve everyone, respect everyone. So with that note, I'll close my class. And hope to meet again all you wonderful devotees and share this wonderful Harikatha of the Srimad Bhagavatam and other shastras of our illustrious Gaudiya Sampradaya. And I pray from my side that Radharani bestows her full blessings on everyone. And of course, Advaitacharya and whatever we represent from this side, you very kindly came to attend these classes and encourage us to speak and inspire us by your presence and your positive contribution of your vibration. So we're very appreciative of that. And there's going to be a lot of classes in the future because this is one little place for English classes. But there'll be a place a few feet behind me for English and German and Swiss and all kinds of different languages behind me. So there'll be a lot of places to have Harikatha around here and maybe English or German or whatever. So that's nice. That's a very auspicious coming up, the ashram there. That's nice. More katha, the better, because it's only a place for katha, bhajan and katha. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.